This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program here, there, and everywhere all day, every day at gooddayshow.com.
The Good News Department today has story of a mother who became pregnant while she was already pregnant. Ah, yes.
So whoever said you get a good thing, you can't get pregnant when you're already pregnant?
Uh-huh.
Nope.
This is apparently is a very fertile mother. She was very happy, actually, when she discovered that she was pregnant again. She was already pregnant. She conceived her twins 28 days apart. This has got to be something for the record books. Lady's name is Sophie Small. She conceived Holly and Darcy a month apart because of a rare phenom known as superfetation. Sounds like something one of my cows would have. A new pregnancy occurs after the first one. Her husband, who's an accountant, they have a six-year-old already. His name is Oscar. What a great name for a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Ozzy, right? Oscar, like Jasper, my other grandson. Anyway, they were trying for another baby after they'd had, it has been 6 years. She's 30 years old. She had an inkling that she was pregnant, but they decided to keep, it's so much fun to keep trying. Let's keep trying. It's fun.
Yeah, well,
right?
You can only get pregnant once at a time, so. Not so much.
She's a swimming instructor and said she was thrilled when she took the pregnancy test, discovered it was positive, and she got pretty sick. That's happened. How were you when you were carrying Mac? Were you okay?
I was
okay,
so sick. No, I was not okay. I was very sick. It was a very difficult pregnancy. But the thing with most twins, they typically don't make it to term. Any kind of multiples don't necessarily make it full term.
Yeah.
But they got pretty close. So the one baby that was conceived first, Holly, was born at 36 weeks. And then Darcy, who was born at the same time, was a 32-week baby.
Mm.
So they still made it pretty
well,
much
close
enough.
Well, one of them weighed 4 pounds, the other weighed 6 pounds.
Well, and Holly is considered, I think, full, it's considered full term by 37 weeks. And pregnancies go up to 40 weeks. And so 36 weeks was pretty close. 32 weeks, that's not too far off. Still third
I'm
trimester.
Guessing that she was in pretty good shape, given what she did for a living. So that probably helped her a little bit, right? Wouldn't you think somebody who's in really good physical shape would be able to make it through this a little easier? Is that Daisy snoring in the background?
It is, yeah.
Good for her. I love him. When I hear her, it reminds me of Charlotte, who's, those of you who've listened to me for a long, long time, remember my darling Charlotte Ann, who sat in the chair in my old house, and she would snore, and Jennifer would go wild, hooting and hollering as she listened to. That was her commentary on the program. So,
I don't know what it is, but I feel like it's one day a week where she's really sawing logs. Today's that day.
Okay. It's perfect, in fact. All right, so we posted a picture of a Hearst with an insignia on the back of it and some of the comments on social media about the message that was in the picture on texting and, you know, what's going on. And yeah, it's a chuckler, but yet it still is something that is more than food for thought. I was also thinking, I'm putting this together. Just stay with me for a second. All right, Jay? Hold on. You'll figure out the thread here in a moment. Yes, holding on. So we also had a conversation about a young 12-year-old who set fire to an old mushroom farm. And what the heck that was all about. Okay, so I'm putting the two of these together because there's a new mushroom coffin that has been built. For those of you who want to die and be buried in the most sustainable way, the afterlife will be easier for you to grow in if you are put into a coffin that is made mostly of mushrooms. Here's what the coffin has. Comes from mushrooms and hemp fiber, a special mold. And it was basically, I mean, what there is at this point, right? You should be, instead of putting people. Yeah, well, this is the biggest craze. This is, now, I remember I worked in a cemetery when I was a kid digging graves. It was a wonderful experience. It was a very gravelly ground, and we didn't have a backhoe. I just dug the holes every day. It was a different hole in a different side of the hill. And I remember thinking then, and I certainly have thought now, I would never get buried in a... My mother was buried in a coffin in a vault, and she sits resting on the side of a hill overlooking the Mass Turnpike down the street from here. And I think about this all the time, and I thought about it then. But why do we put people in a coffin, and then we stick them in the ground in a cement sort of like a cellar? In a sense, you're put in the cellar with a cement barrier all around you so that the ground will not collapse when the coffin rots and your body rots. All right? There's what are we doing that for? Why? What the heck is the point of that? Anyway, so back to mushroom coffins, kind of like wooden coffins. They rot in the ground. Your body becomes, what is the old expression, ashes to ashes and dust to dust?
Dust to dust.
And that's what happens. That's why people get cremated and they throw their, you know, they cast their fate. That's what the song Cast Your Fate to the Wind is all about. Throw the ashes out into the, you know, maybe on the side of a hill, somewhere around the farm is probably where mine will get dispersed, out in the water, that kind of stuff. Maybe some people want to keep it. But anyway, the point is that these mushrooms, the biodegradable mushrooms, are being used to make coffins. And they stick them in the ground, and in a month and a half, they're gone, and you're gone.
Mm-hmm.
I have told a story many times of what happens on my... I have a large compost pile on the farm. And whenever anything dies on the farm, a calf or a cow or something like that, instead of digging a hole and burying the cow, we put it on the compost pile, because that's the best use. Actually, it would be the best use of your body. If you could imagine, if you could get beyond... thinking that you were going to be put in a compost pile, that's really the most efficient way of you being dispatched, your body being dispatched anyway, because it's going to be eaten up fast by the microbes and the worms and the yada yada. I remember my Uncle Sammy, who was my second father, he was the first person I ever knew who wanted to be cremated. And so I said to him one day, and I was just very young, I said, why do you want to be, the conversation going with somebody in the family died and they're having them cremated. And I said, why do you want to be cremated? He says, I don't want the worms digging into me after I'm dead. Which I thought was, you know, made a lot of sense then. Mm-hmm. And maybe it does now, well, right?
And I think it also goes with family, I don't want to say family values, but family in general, because some people like to be able to go to a gravesite and visit people, where other people are like, that is, they're just not there anymore. That is an empty body. They are no longer there.
Yeah, there's no spirit there.
Yeah, and there are so many companies that do different things once you pass, where you could become a record that plays your favorite song. You can become a diamond or something. Like that.
Yeah.
Some people, I think they can become trees. Like they plant them somewhere and kind of like the composting situation where,
exactly. Put the ash in the ground and stick a tree on top of it. Good fertilizer. Much as anything else. All right, so this company that's making this mushroom coffin is called Loop Biotech. The answer for those wanting to live the full circle of life, says the fellow who founded it, Bob Hendricks, who said, he's created a t-shirt that reads, I am compost. That's what the t-shirt reads. I am compost. And apparently mushrooms are good for recycling on the planet. So for those of you who think this is cool, you can spend $1,000 for one of these coffins and take it away. I'm betting that this is probably illegal most everywhere in America. But what's the difference whether you do this or whether you're in an urn and you're dust? Right? It's silly. It's the whole thing about death. What, there was an ad, where was I, a couple of weeks ago, maybe one of the Los Angeles radio stations, had an ad on it. Matter of fact, I think it might have been Jennifer's station, KRLA, had an ad for a discount funeral. This guy, for $39.95, what? I'm serious, the guy, the funeral director's on the air, for $39.95, we'll embalm you, we'll have the service, and we'll bury you. Call Fred's Discount Coffin and Funeral Home. That's, you know.
I guess. Yeah, BOGO deals.
Yeah. Right. Get one for you and one for your spouse. Right. That's it. The BOGO deal on cremation or on getting. That's great. I like that, Jay. There's a fellow who returned a lost wallet to a grandmother. And what has happened because of that? This fellow's name is Devontae Johnson, 19 years of age. He didn't have to go out of his way to return a lost wallet to its owner, somebody who was a stranger. He did. He went out of his way. He returned the wallet to Dee Harkenrider of Wynn, Arkansas. She had unknowingly left her wallet in a Walmart, in a shopping cart. And so, anyway, he said he felt like, she said that she felt like he was an angel of God. They had stayed in touch since this random act of kindness. Apparently, they're going to church together. She's the grandmother of seven. She brought Mr. Johnson and his mother over to the house for lunch. This is this kind of a fun, nice, sweet thing that you'd like to see a lot more of. Frankly, I would like to see a lot more of this sort of thing. What a sweet.
Yeah, sweet. Just a genuine, kindness that developed into this organic relationship.
Yep, acts of kindness, if you will. Okay.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
This report is brought to you by Chase. Chase's new consumer digital banking attitude study found that 54% of consumers used digital banking tools more than they did a year ago due to the pandemic. The study also found that consumers of all ages said that these tools save time and are a safe and easy way to manage their finances from anywhere. Fraud alerts, electronic bill payments, and mobile check deposits are the most important digital banking features, according to surveyed Chase customers. According to Allison Beer, head of digital at Chase,
the pandemic has demonstrated that digital banking is essential for all customers to confidently manage their finances. Our study reaffirms our commitment to create features that make it easier for customers to bank with Chase.
Digital banking tools like the Chase mobile app or Chase.com can help you make the most of your money. For more information, visit Chase.com/mobile.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The power.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now 23 after the hour on the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. We call it the Talk Radio Review or the Talk Radio Roundup. Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirstner, Doug Steffen here. So our comments from social media this week as we sort of gather them, and I shouldn't say we because I don't. Jay does. Jay, you have gathered some interesting items, including responses to questions like, what are you following? What's the big story for you this week?
Yeah, there's some interesting things. Janet Mastin said the Larry Nassar attack, let me guess, yeah. The cameras near his cell weren't working and the guards fell asleep.
Did you hear what the guy said about why he attacked him?
Yeah.
They were watching Wimbledon, and he made a comment saying, I wish those were young girls playing. And so I guess they keep their doors open on their cells so that the people can get in and out, which is convenient. And he came in and got him.
Yep. Yeah. He was stabbed. What? He was stabbed multiple times, neck, chest. And
didn't give him back bad enough though, because he's still alive.
Whew.
All right. Anyway,
Greg is following a story in Michigan saying, "Sorry excuse for human being kidnapped and murdered a young child. The incident led to an Amber Alert and a large search. The wrinkle is that despite Michigan having done away with capital punishment for more than a century, and no state lines being crossed, federal charges may be brought to enable a death sentence."
Huh. See, stuff like that. I'm not a big fan of the death penalty, but I'm with him on that. This guy should fry. All right. What else have we got here?
We asked a very important question regarding information, and especially with false information being shared, AI stuff. You can't really believe everything you see online, but questioning, is it getting more difficult to believe anything anymore? Jenny said, when I was a young girl, my father always said, don't believe everything you hear on the news. And boy, was he right.
More so now, these days. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, Mike said, it used to be if it sounded wrong, likely it was. Now, if it sounds wrong, it's likely what happened. That doesn't seem right. Jeff adds, we do need to check our resources, our sources, and fact check stuff. However, we live in a time that what was once bizarre is now the norm.
Yeah, there's truth to that. Yep.
Daniel says, check, check, and double check before you believe it.
But Heidi, who's going to take the time to do that? If you believe that everything on Fox is correct, then you're going to believe that that's what's right. Same thing with MSNBC. You're not going to, if it's there and you believe that you like the people, I heard Morning Joe say so, it must be true. His wife even agreed with him. Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Well, I think it's one of those things. You can share information you heard on the news or whatever, but if you're going to share it in the sense of, like, this is also my opinion, make sure it's accurate. Or make sure you are forming your own opinion, not just regurgitating the opinions of others. Like, so-and-so said this. Well, that's a fact. The person said this if you watched them say it. You know what I mean? It's not necessarily you are saying their information is accurate, but you are relaying that they said this on air. And then go do your research.
All right,
this is a conversation that a lot of people have on what?
But the helping me come up with a name for my neighborhood.
This one was so much more fun than all the dirty news. Gayla says you should name the road at Jasper Miles Road.
Mm-hmm. Hey, we came up with that, remember?
Yeah, right. Yep.
Dan said Planter Street. Annie said Cow Pie Path, Daisy Lane, or Jersey Drive.
Mm-hmm.
Heather Hall said Sunny Pasture Road.
Mm-hmm.
This is probably my favorite. Clay Seymour said Derriere Road. Spelled D-A-I-R-Y-A-I-R, but Derriere. No, we're going to say it a couple times. Derriere Road.
Very creative.
Derriere Road.
We actually did come up with a, with a Country Farm Road is what we came up with.
That's nice.
Yeah, I think that's what we're going to use. Although I'd like to use Jasper Miles. But that doesn't mean anything to anybody otherwise.
Or Colleen's The Good Hood.
The Good Hood. Ooh, yeah, I like
road.
That. The Good 28 after the hour.
Shrinkflation was bad enough. Now skimpflation? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. As the cereal box got thinner, Merriam-Webster Dictionary added the word shrinkflation. But at least you can see it by looking at unit price. Now an invisible ripoff. Skimpflation. When Smart Balance Spread reduced the share of vegetable oil by 40%, one customer complained that it spits all over when frying an egg and doesn't melt on toast. Maker ConAgra quickly, quote, heard the feedback and decided to return to previous recipes. So it pays to squawk if, for instance, that 1,000-sheet roll of Scott toilet paper feels thinner. One shopper who weighed it and found it 20% lighter posted that quality has gone down the toilet. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
The waves were muddy and fierce as could be when my lady and I got lost at sea. We tossed and turned and we nearly drowned when my brave little boat went down.
Whoa, 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 no, none of that's true. You haven't had a date in a year or two. The sea was calm and the sky was clear and you crashed right into the pier.
Yeah, fine.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. 5 people were killed from flash flooding in southeastern Pennsylvania on Saturday evening. Officials say 2 children are still missing. The male suspect accused of fatally shooting 4 people in Georgia on Saturday has been killed following a manhunt. Authorities made the announcement Sunday saying the, quote, monster is dead. Law enforcement tracked down the man to a location and exchanged gunfire with him twice. The presidential campaign of Ron DeSantis let go as many as 12 staffers, with more layoffs likely in the coming weeks. 2024 GOP frontrunner, former President Trump, tells Fox's Sunday Morning Futures he doesn't have any indication if his motion to have the federal trial delayed will be granted. Carlos Alcaraz has defeated Novak Djokovic for the Wimbledon title on Sunday. Jerry Varmash, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a 1 week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this 1 week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Doug Stephanie with Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program. A good day to you. There are good things going on today, and we're going to sample some of them right here, right now. Here's some good news. Some mysterious radio signals have been uncovered by astronomers at NASA using AI. Here we are back to...
To check or not to check? That is the question.
That is the question. All right, so here we are. We're talking a lot about technology and how it can be used. This is a group of electromagnetic waves detected by using artificial intelligence. It's called deep learning. The signals were sourced to areas surrounding nearby stars. Nearby stars are defined as 30 to 90 light years away. You know how long it take us to get, it take like 1,000 years to get to these places. Anyway, the pulses were described as hiding in plain sight. Now, there are a lot of things. Remember, I hope you remember, Steven Spielberg movie, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, and that little, the way they were,
Spielberg was fascinated with this stuff, as you saw with a couple of the movies from the 80s. Close Encounters was one of them. What's the name of the movie where the being comes in? Why do I have? I can see him flying over the moon in his bicycle. What's the name of that movie?
Oh, E.T.
E.T. Thank you. Duh.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anyway, so that kind of stuff has developed into what's real, in a sense. Here's somebody who's working on the project. His name is Peter Ma, an undergrad at the University of Toronto, says that his team searched through unbelievable amounts of data from 820 nearby stars. Good God. The 1 terabyte of information could hold 1,000 copies of the Encyclopedia Britannica. Anybody remember what the Encyclopedia? Okay. James, you know what the Encyclopedia? Wait a minute. Yeah. Hold on. Let's try this. James.
Yeah. What is it, Doug?
I'm up to no good here. James, do you know what the Encyclopedia Britannica is?
What do you think?
I don't want to think that I was concerned about
that. Do you know
that.
What encyclopedias are, period?
Yeah, I know what those are.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So well, there we go. Yeah. The Encyclopedia Britannica, it's like one of the
standards
of it. Yes.
Yeah, it was the standard.
I feel like that kind of throws people off.
Yeah, right. Okay. All right, anyway. So this, the data is collected by the Green Bank Telescope in West Virginia, which is bigger than the Statue of Liberty, and part of the Breakthrough Listen Project, which is aimed at identifying this communication that's coming from who knows where about who knows what. Right? Again, it's like a movie. Did you see that movie Contact with Jodie Foster? Remember that movie?
Yeah. Is that the one where... No, I'm thinking of somebody else. What's that
She goes up she sort of time travels, in a manner of speaking, into another place.
Oh, and
place.
Doesn't the being, like, spoiler alert, doesn't the being... pretend to be a family member or somebody so that they can talk to her and not freak her out, and they even say that, like, I'm not actually this person, this is the
yeah, on a beach, if I remember it correctly. Yeah, I think that's the scene. I think you're right. Anyway, so they used AI, but then they had to go back. This is kind of like the teacher tells you to check your homework. So they actually used, their brains, manual reexamination, confirmed the findings that shared some of the characteristics of these signals. This is really into the weeds.
It could be extraterrestrial intelligence.
Yep, exactly. That's the bottom line here. There have been people all over the country who have been working on this. There's a report this month in the journal Nature Astronomy that suggests that there is breakthrough stuff. There's a California astrophysicist named Stephen Croft who's up to his Mickey trying to... Now, we're taking in all this stuff. Are we sending out interstellar information? Apparently, the answer is yes. But sometimes they're concerned that it will get lost as it passes through the dust and the gas.
Translation ends up becoming like a threat.
Yeah. So the SETI folks are at it. Search for extraterrestrial intelligence using antennas to what they call eavesdrop on signals that aliens may be transmitting. This is kind of like Independence Day. You know, those really horrible-looking beings that come to...
Have like those weird tentacles still.
Right. Ugh, gross. Yeah. Anyway, so modern research. Here we go. That was the movie In Contact with the Signals. You're right. The Cosmic Tool in New Mexico, which is where Jodie Foster heard the signals in the movie Contact. So we're trying to track, or we're surveying anyway, I don't know if we're really tracking, 40 million stars. Who in the name of heaven is smart enough to have figured out how to do that? Or is this artificial intelligence again? This is Artificial Intelligence Day on the Good Day program. Here's the story about a pregnant woman who caught a 2-year-old boy who fell from the second story window. She was out in, this is a woman who lives in Iowa. She jumped into action to help a toddler who fell from a second story window. Carrie Jones was out walking her dog in Des Moines. And she spotted a two-year-old boy throwing items from the second-story window of a nearby home. At one point, Jones said the boy began leaning over the edge of the window. Where the hell is the mother or the father or some figure? So anyway, she tried to get
into things very fast.
I suppose, yeah, right.
I mean, you even step into a different room for one second.
Yeah, but the window open, and I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Something of that. I can see my grandson, who's a little bit less than 2 years old, my second grandson, he's into everything. But they live on the bottom floor. But there are lots of things they can get into as much as anything else.
Get
so this lady's screaming.
She's 33 weeks pregnant, too.
Yeah, right. So the toddler loses his grip and falls toward the ground. But the video, is there a video of this? Somebody's got a video of this, right? I didn't get that there was a video. She told a story.
I don't believe that there is a video.
No video.
But, yeah, so she was standing right underneath him in case he did fall. And she, because the window is open, so she's screaming because she's thinking, well, someone might hear
Somebody's got to be there.
But there was no response. When the toddler lost his grip, she was there to catch him, thankfully.
So sweet. Yeah, exactly. All right, here's the story of a couple of brothers, 6-year-old, 3-year-old, in serious trouble with their folks after stealing and then crashing their family car. 6 years old.
How did the child, know how to drive when a lot of us don't even know how to operate vehicles?
Bunga, bunga. How about that? That's a good story for Nick from Miles, actually. Here's some good news. An ocean cleanup nonprofit has received a check for $25 million from the co-founder of Airbnb, $25 million to support the Ocean Cleanup Nonprofit. Ocean Cleanup Nonprofit. They prepare, they're deploying the largest plastic capture system ever developed. I think we talked about the system last week. Didn't we describe it? How this is what it does and how it works, and it is so important to clean up this. See, I'm not, I get frustrated because people put labels on you. You know how it works. And with me, it's very hard to put labels on me because I don't think the same. I don't think in this box. I don't think because I'm a Republican, I should be thinking this way, or I'm a Democrat, I shouldn't think that way, or I'm a Christian, I should think this way, or I'm a Jew, I should think that way, or I'm black, I should think this way. It's not the way my mind works. I think about the particular circumstance. I am disgusted when I look around in my circumstances and then look at the greater, the world circumstances where there was such garbage everywhere. The amount of plastic that's in the ocean, that's along the street, it's disgusting.
It is. It really is.
It is. What we're doing to this beautiful planet that will survive, but we may not because of how we're destroying it for ourselves. So anyway, this is a pilot system created by the Ocean Cleanup Group, and they're trying to, because with the $25 million, they'll be able to scale it up. It is, according to most experts, this is the reason the guy gave him the $25 million, because it's the most effective ocean cleaning system ever developed. And it's like a net that's about a mile across. There are three boats that will allow it to operate around the clock. And so they're going to start, I guess, in Europe, right? This is a Dutch company. I think that they're going to be starting over there.
Yeah.
They've
been working on a patch located between California and Hawaii for a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's just what these ocean liners get away with in terms of just dumping garbage into the ocean is why are the environmentalists so concerned about gas that comes out of the back end of a cow, but they aren't concerned about all this crap that gets thrown out of all these? I love these ads when you're looking around. Here is your personal cruise consultant, and you can get on a ship, the Norwegian Cruise Line, and go to sea and look over the side of the boat and watch all the rubbish and trash and poop and everything else get pushed out onto the ocean. It's disgusting. So anyway, I guess the good news here is these guys get $25 million. Who knew? You know, it's the Airbnb thing, what a phenomenon. This is something else. You know, you go from one conversation to another if you have an imaginative mind. And I've always had. Sometimes your father says to me when we have our meetings, well, you went from one thing to another and there was nothing. There's no, you didn't even take a breath. Well, because that's kind of the way my mind works. So follow along, folks. Here we go.
Hold on tight.
Hold on. Airbnb was, this is a company that's like 25, I don't even think it's 25 years old, but it's something like that. And it reminds me of Uber, or because it was the same thing. It's a software company that owns nothing. They just have a software program. And this, whoever this guy, there are two guys that put this together. They, his name is Joe Gebbia, G-E-B-B-I-A. He's one of the two founders. How they came up with this, but they're so smart, although I think Airbnb is kind of, has it gone beyond its prime? Because there are a lot of problems, apparently, with Airbnb stuff these days.
Yeah, it definitely seems like there's an ebb and flow. Like, it started to get pretty rough, and then it got a little bit better.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, anyway, but it was, it's a, you know, it's like, with Uber is $5 billion, $6 billion company based on software, Airbnb the same thing. So this guy easily had $25 million, but good for him to give it to somebody, some company that can really use it. I think it's a fabulous idea, frankly. But what would be a better idea would be that we didn't do this in the first place. Right? Mm-hmm. That would be the best idea.
Hear, hear.
Yeah, if we didn't do that. But we seem to be, people that throw butts out the window of the car smoking, right? Is there anything more disgusting?
Throw everything out of their cars.
Oh, get a, what's the matter with you? What could you be thinking, you selfish SOBs? Don't throw stuff out. Have a little bag, a good example for your children. Set a bag up in the front and put your waste in there.
Yeah,
please.
Exactly.
Think, as it were. 18 after, this is Good Day. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
After the hour, the Friday Doug Steffen Good Day program. Now the electric, you'll understand why I said that, Nick, in a minute. The electrifying Nick Miles from OurAutoExpert.com. So I'm looking at, and you, there are a couple of different ways of looking at this, the electric vehicle business and prices for used EVs basically are collapsing. So yep. I had James Collins, who's on my staff at the main studio in Dallas, go find a Kelley Blue Book evaluation of a Tesla from the first year, 2008. And at first he couldn't find any reference to it. And then he found one that sold for $80,000. And it has nothing to do with the everyday run-of-the-mill car. I wouldn't think there are too many of them that are left anyway because of the battery thing, right?
The early batteries I wouldn't have anything to do with.
Because, what happens to the cars, though, those early cars, if the batteries are no good and they can't find a replacement, what do you do with the car? Send it to the junkyard.
Yes, exactly. It becomes something of a flower pot, let's say. You put it in the garden, you plant things in it.
There you go. I'm going to plant some corn in my electric vehicle. Thank you very much. All right. So
there are more and more of these things being sold all the time. But you point out in an article that you wrote how complicated it is. It really is. Are people waking up to the reality of what they're really doing or not doing when they buy an electric car?
Doug, it's this horrible sort of whirlpool of things that we're getting into where car companies are losing money on electric cars. They're actually breaking even at best. Tesla's the only company that's making money on these cars. And yet we're selling more and more of them. And when people go to look at them at the store, they're going, well, again, 51% of Americans are saying, yeah, we'll go look at them. But then only 8% of people are buying them because they're saying, well, wait a second, the chargers don't really work for us. There's not enough chargers. And those things are getting better, by the way.
Yeah.
But they just don't really work for most Americans. And gas still works. But the adoption is happening too fast. We know that electric is coming, but we're being pushed too fast
right.
to adopt them. And this is
and
the
under
thing.
False pretenses, too.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like, yes, we know it's coming. Yes, we know the technology is here. But don't push too hard. Let's let this thing happen naturally. And when we're ready and good and ready, and yes, they're exciting to drive, but it's like forcing us to do something before we're good and ready and before the technology is there. And we don't want flower pots in our yard for things that just get filled with dirt because it's a waste of money. And yes, it works for some people, but it doesn't work for everybody. And I think the most interesting fact is a tiny one that's buried way below everything here, which is at the beginning of the year, there was a 7.3% of people had adopted electric cars. That is now down to 7.2%, which tells me that people bought electric cars and got rid of them at the beginning of this year because they didn't work for them. And that is a reversal of Americans buying electric cars, which is super interesting, which means that people are getting caught up in the hype and going, this isn't working, I need to get rid of my electric car.
But what do they do with them? What does the dealer do with them? That's the question. You don't put an ad into, you know, it used to be you sold our cars online, right? Or not online. You put an ad in the newspaper. I have for sale a 1968 Dodge Charger. You don't see those anymore.
Just go look at the inventory here. You know, we used to have 53 days supply of electric cars. Now we're over 100 days supply. Mm-hmm. So they're sitting on lots. So that's exactly what's happening. You know, the Ford Lightning, they're 88 days supply. There, the Mustang, 116 days supply. At best, you know, BMW's i4 has 40 days supply, and that's one of the hottest selling cars out there. So, you know, there are a lot of EVs sitting out there, and yes, they're exciting to drive, but these are not for everybody. So I met a gentleman who got caught up in the EV saga, and he now has a long commute. He has a 125-mile commute every day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.